And welcome now to the midday for, let's see, a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there is, of course, music on the in the air and on the air, always in Wisconsin, and both in and on apply to the Isthmus Ensemble that we'll be sampling from for a few minutes, because they have two concerts. One is Friday evening, that's the 4th, 7:30 at High Point Church in Madison. The other Sunday, August 6th at 3 in the Mossy Humanities Building at the UW-Madison. And their artistic director is Scott McPherson, and welcome to the midday.
Thank you, Norman. It's great to be here.
Well, WPR is celebrating its centennial year, and the vocal ensemble is celebrating a centennial of a kind also.
That's true. I'm a former graduate student of Robert Fountain, and I also taught as his colleague for 6 years on the UW faculty back in the mid-80s and early 90s, and it's the centennial of his birth.
And, well, he was a wonderful individual and certainly a wonderful conductor also of vocal ensembles of all kinds. This program is that you'll be performing twice, is large and varied, and that's part of the fun of having a vocal ensemble. But you also have a large cast of characters this time around, too, a big number of singers.
Yes, we do. We are trying to do a concert in honor of Robert Fountain because of the centennial of his birth and the fact that he's my mentor and the fact that these represent my last concerts after 16 years with the ensemble. I asked singers in the choir who had sung under his direction, and there are only 17 of us that have sung with the concert choir under his direction. And when they signed up for the choir, I asked for their input. What would you like to sing that you used to sing with him? Because we're trying to replicate one of his former concert choir type programs, which is a real reach for a group that only meets for a couple weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
He used to have a whole semester or more to prepare his tour concerts. And so we're kind of doing the Robert Fountain formulaic concert, where you go chronologically from Renaissance motets to Renaissance secular music to balance the motets. You go to something that bridges the gap to the Baroque and beyond. He would almost always close the first half with a Bach motet or a Brahms motet. And our concert is no different. He would also move into music that was much more intellectual, much more difficult for the singers technically. Not that Bach is not difficult technically, by the way. That's probably our biggest challenge on this program, the piece called Singet Dame Herren, which is for double choir. But we have 94 singers, and we have two choirs of over 45 singers performing Bach with continuo. It's going to be a blast.
Well, speaking of Singet Dame Herren, Sing Unto the Lord, a new song of Mr. Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a sample of what it will sound like when the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble performs this Friday and Sunday.
Thank you.
Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, Sing unto the Lord a new song by Johann Sebastian Bach, as performed by the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble 2005. Right, and they'll be performing it again this weekend in a set of concerts. And their artistic director, outgoing artistic director, Scott McPherson, is with me. And the new director will be announced at the concerts. So, Changing of the Guard concerts coming up Friday night and Sunday afternoon in Madison. You mentioned the variety that you get in these concerts. And you've performed, say, what, 95 composers in the course of the last 16 years? That alone is quite a bit of variety.
180 pieces by 95 composers. And we've rehearsed over 500 hours in the 16 years that I've been here. And that's only for one set of concerts per year.
Well, so here's some variety, something that will take you out of the world of Bach and into the world of Slavonic church music.
Yes.
And the name of this is?
This is Spasenie Sodelal, otherwise known as Salvation is Created. I placed this on the program because Robert Fountain loved this piece, performed it a few times at the annual winter concerts the UW does over at Luther Memorial Church, but also because when he was at Oberlin College Conservatory in 1964, the State Department supported a tour of the Oberlin Choir that was, I believe, 8 weeks or something like that in the Soviet Union. And this was the one piece, one of the pieces they performed in the church Slavonic language. They got standing ovations every time for it. So I put it on this program because he loved it so much.
of a rich tradition of Church Slavonic music that you can trace all the way into the Rachmaninoff Vespers in the 20th century, and I suspect subsequent composers too.
Yes, indeed.
And the occasion for that recording?
That was from the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble's live CD recording that we actually sell, and it's called An Isthmus Christmas from 2010.
It had to be. Well, we have time for one more, and as we have talked about tradition, this is another tradition that these vocal ensembles, including the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble, have tapped into and keeps things other than the ensemble tapping, too, a lot of toes tapping with this sort of performing. So, from the spiritual tradition?
Oh, yeah. And this is also, again, back to trying to model after Robert Fountain's programming style. He would always close a program with spirituals. I think one time in all the years I knew him, he did a set of English folk songs, but he was really attracted to the traditional spiritual. And this is Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, and one of his favorites. And he also toured with that in the Soviet Union on that same trip, and audiences worldwide love to hear these pieces.
Got to pull all the stops with a piece like that. And you certainly did. Isthmus Vocal Ensemble with Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, recorded a few years back. And their outgoing artistic director, Scott McPherson, has been with us for the last 15 minutes or so and informing us about these upcoming concerts that the group has. Friday, August 4th. This Friday, 7:30 p.m. at the High Point Church in Madison, and then Sunday, August 6th, 3 p.m. at the Mossy Humanities Building at the UW-Madison campus. And thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the next phase of your career.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.